Okay, here we go. Perek Lamed Tes and Sefer Yeshayahu. This is the last perek of the first half, not the prakim. We had that already. We passed the halfway mark. But after this, Perek Mem starts the second half of Yeshayahu in terms of all being nechama, as we learned in the beginning of the Sefer, is described. The Sefer Yeshayahu is described as kulo nechama by Chazal, and that really starts from Perek Mem and onward. That's where all the haftoris come from of the nechemta. But either way, first we have the last perek, Perek Lamed Tes, here regarding the story of Sancheriv, not really Sancheriv, after Sancheriv, Chizkiyahu, the end of Chizkiyahu. Here we go. Ba'esahi. So again, this story is told in Sefer Malachim and Devar Hayamim again, just to the overview. After the miraculous salvation of Chizkiyahu, and he was sick and he got better and he had 15 years added on to his life, the king of Bavel, Merodach Baladan ben Baladan, comes to Chizkiyahu. He hears amazing things. He comes, and instead of Chizkiyahu ascribing the greatness and the miracle, I'm nothing, Hashem did everything, Hashem did everything, he takes some of the credit and he says, yes, we're great, and he seems to do that, and he shows all of the riches to the king of Bavel, the Kesef, the Zav, everything he shows. There wasn't anything that Chizkiyahu did not show. After they leave, Yeshayahu comes to Chizkiyahu and says, well, who are those people? Chizkiyahu says, oh, they came from a faraway land in order to see us. Yeshayahu says, everything that you showed, Hashem says, everything that you showed is going to be carried away. Your children are going to end up being in Bavel, and this is because you did not ascribe the proper, have the proper perspective to what has happened. We'll talk more about that. Chizkiyahu answers, Tzidek Hadin. Okay, I accept it. Tov Dvar Hashem Asher Dibarta. That is the end of the parak. It does not record here, but that was it. Chizkiyahu dies, and that is the end of the story that Yeshayahu spoke so many times about in various prakim along the way. So let us get into now the parak. Parak Lamates Pasuk Aleph. Ba'esahi, at that moment. At that moment, what happens? Shalach Merodach Baladan ben Baladan Melech Bavel. Baladan, the king of Bavel, sends Svarmu Minchal Chizkiyahu. He sends messengers. He sends gifts to Chizkiyahu. Vayishmaki Chalav Ayechsa, because he heard that he got sick and that he had gotten better. The Abarbanel points out that even though, what about Bavel? We were just talking about Ashur. So the Abarbanel says that no, at that time, Bavel was a vassal state of Ashur, and now that Sancheriv died and his son died, right? So he wasn't the Babylonian Empire yet, which was going to be around for 70 plus years, but he was on the way, and that's why Bavel is starting to come onto the scene. That's how Bavel and Ashur are connected. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Vav, tells us, what do you mean at that moment? What happened that made the king of Bavel come all of a sudden? So Rashi quotes a little bit of it, or read it. Sadi Vav Amar Aleph and Chelik. As we have mentioned, one cannot learn Nevi'im Rishonim without knowing Perek Chelik in Sanhedrin. So many of the Chazals are from Chelik. So many of the stories many of the details are filled in from Chelik and from Pirkei Derbi Elazar. Those two sources really add so much. So the Gemara there is describing the four psios that one of the Babylonian kings took and L'shem Shemayim, and because of that, Nebuchadnezzar was zochet to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the background to the story. So what happened? The Navi, the Gemara here, quotes the extra phrase that is listed in Divrei Hayamim, but is not listed here in Yeshayahu, and that is, he went to see, after Chizkiyahu got better, L'dros HaMofes, Asher Haya Asher Ba'aretz, the Mofes, the unbelievable event that took place. What happened? Dam Rabbi Yochanan, we've mentioned this, but now we get to read it inside. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Oso Hayom when Achaz, the father of Chizkiyahu, when Achaz had died, the terrible king that brought so much avodah zarah, shtei shaos hayeh, it was only 2 hours long. Why? Because Hashem made the sun go down quickly, so there would be no hespedim. V'chichala Chizkiyahu ve'ispach, and when Chizkiyahu was sick and got better, ahadrinu kutcha brichu, Hashem gave back those 10 hours, as we saw in the previous parak. The pasuk, the Gemara quotes, "Kehinani meshiv es tzel ha-ma'alos." I'm going to bring the sundial back, the shade. Asher yard of ma'alos achas b'shem ashachoranit eser ma'alos. We discussed last time. Does it mean actually the sun went back, or the Abarbanel said that maybe it just means that the rays, the light, stayed in the atmosphere longer? But it doesn't mean that Hashem changed the whole. Structure of the solar system for a few minutes. Vatasha Hashem es esamalos v'chulu. Amarle, my high. So the king says, what is going on here? Amarle Chizkiyahu chalash v'ispach. He says, oh, Chizkiyahu was sick and got better. And that's what this is reflecting. Amar ika gavri ki hai v'lo bina l'shtrei l'shlama. There's somebody amazing like this, and I don't want to send him shalom. Right? Rashi quotes a medrash that the Gemara here doesn't have. Rashi here And in Malachim says that it means he woke up, and he usually woke up at the ninth hour. He woke up, it was early morning. He thought he slept an entire day. I woke up the following morning, and he starts screaming at his attendants. He says, well, what's going on? Why didn't you wake me? He says, we did wake you. It's the same day. So what do you mean it's the same day? I thought I was, how can it be the morning? So they explain exactly what happened. So that is what occurs. So what happens, he goes and says, I have to send a letter to Chizkiyo. So Kasavle, he writes the letter, Shlom Alamalka Chizkiyo, Shalom Lakarta de Yerushalayim, Shlom Alaka Rabba. Pray peace to you, Chizkiyo, Yerushalayim, and Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar, Safri de Baladan Havi, Nebuchadnezzar was the sofer, the scribe of Balada normally. Hayishaita Lavi Hasam, he wasn't, happened not to be there. Kiyasa, and when he came back, Armaluhu, Hechi Kasvinu, he asked the other scribes, you know, what was the letter that was sent out? Armulei Hachik Kasvinu, this is what was written, they tell him exactly what was written. Armaluhu, he says, Karisili Alaka Rabba, the Kasvisu Le Labasof, you say God is great, but you wrote him in the end, you should say first God is great, before Chizkiyo and Shalayim. So Amar, Elahachik Suvu, Shalom Alaka Rabba, Shalom Makadu Shalayim, Shalom Lamaka Chizkiyo. The order should be switched, says Nebuchadnezzar. Armile, Karyana, Digra, Sa'il, Levi, Parvanka. Great idea. You go catch up to the courier. Rod Basrasi runs after him. Kidderod, Arbe Psios. And when he ran for Psios, Vlakavit Shamayim. Asa Gavriel v'okme, Gavriel HaMelech came and stopped him. And Amar Reb Yochanan, Amali ba Gavriel v'emido, if Gavriel wouldn't have stopped him from taking those four proper psios, lo hayatakana l'sonam, shel Yisrael, we would have been totally finished in God. That's the four psios that Nebuchadnezzar took, l'shem Shemayim. But either way, that's the story that that Baladan, Merodach Baladan, and Baladan heard what happened, and that's why he wants to come. So, continuing Pasuk Beis. Vayishmach aleim Chizkiyo. There's already the problem. Chizkiyo was besimcha with them. Vayishmach. What does that mean? If you look in Divrei Hayomim, there is an extra pasuk added. Pasuk added. What does it mean? Vayishmach. V'lo kigmul alav heishiv Chizkiyo ki gava libo. Gaiva. All of a sudden, it got a little bit to his head. He started showing off, according to the pasuk. The Abarbanel says it was the opposite. He reckoned he's focused so too much on himself and not on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Ramban. The Ramban discusses in Parshas Dvarim, Dafka, the worry of Gaiva, and the danger of Gaiva is for everyone, but it's specifically mentioned in the Torah in the context of a melech. Says the Ramban in Parshas Shoftim, Levilti lerum levavo me'achav. Why does the king have to have all these other rules? Not to have too many horses or money or wives, and to have always a sefer Torah with him? Guilty room of Vavo Me'echav. Nirmaz Bekad Betorah Isser Hageus. It's Merumaz here in the Torah, the Isser of haughtiness. Ki Akasav Yimna Es HaMelech Miga'avus V'Romamus HaLev. The Torah prevents the king. Does not want the king to have Gaiva. The Koshkin Acherim. She didn't ruin Lekach. The king has so much and he's held high than everyone else. And he has an Isser of Gaiva. Surely anyone else. Ki Bera'ui Lehisro Memul Hiskadel. Yazirenu Lios Lavavo Shafal. Kechol Achavaktanim Imenu. Even someone who is Ra'ui to hold himself higher, he has the Isser. Ki Agaiva Mide Maguna Venim Eses Eitzel Elokim Afilu B'melech. Even by Melech, one might say even surely a melech, right? As he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei Tovas Hashem Kol Geva Leiv, and he quotes the pasuk also later on in Yirmiyahu Kimizosis Halal Hamisalel Haskel V'Yadoa Osi. You want Gaiva? Just learn and focus on knowledge of God more. So that's what happened here. He fell prey to the Isser of Gaiva. The Malbim here has presents an idea that we also mentioned back in Sefer Malachim. There was an amazing opportunity here. Think about it, says the Malbim. Why, and we discussed this a little bit last parak too. Why did Hashem perform such an unbelievable miracle of the sun and the shade, an extra 10 hours? What, just stomp to heal Chizkiyah, just to give him a sign? He could have given a much lesser of a sign to Chizkiyah, but what did he do this for? He wanted to show that maybe the sun is coming back. Maybe even after the 10 tribes went into Golus and Chizkiyah was getting ready to do tshuva, maybe he said that this is a symbol, this is a remez, we're on our way back, and all the other nations of the world realized that. They recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? This king of Babel came. They're like, whoa, teach us. And the opportunity was lost. Says the Malbim, Ki ikra shlichus hoya ladas es hamofes asher niya ba'aretz. Ki hashabas hashemesh eser malos acharanit. Tayneis gadol mefursam asher b'chol ha'aretz yasakavo. Everybody saw it, heard it. V'sholchu latur l'ragel eich ube'ez asiba ube'ez aschus na'aseh adavar agadol hazeh. Everybody wanted to know, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do And we have to realize, lo haya ba'avur shechizkiyahu yeh libo batuach, sheyirapeh v'sheyal beis Hashem. Lo yaseh davar gadol kazeh, ba'avur inyan katan kamo. Hashem wouldn't have done that. Aval haya bazeh tachlis gadol v'toelis klali. L'klala umma, there was a major purpose for this. Asher nidchu az ayidei sancher v'kitz v'zaharis, the Jews were starting to be scattered. Hashem wanted to give them a little help, so they don't get totally lost. Ubal yovdu hatzon ha-nidchu sa'ela bein ze'evim rabim. These sheep don't get lost amongst the wolves. And that's why he did this. V'shcheineyem misaviv chardu mipneihem. Right, the other nations, Bavel, started shaking and quaking. V'anidachim ha'ela chizak libam b'ashem. U'miksasem shavu la'artzam. Some people maybe even came back from Bavel at this time. Asher was down, Bavel wasn't up yet, but it was a lost opportunity, and it did not take place. As the Gemara says, Machizkio might have been able to be Mashiach, even though he was an amazing tzaddik, he wasn't perfect, and that is why we didn't merit. So, back to the pasuk. And everything showed to HaKadosh, to the king of Bavel. Es HaKesef, Es HaZohav, Es HaBesamim, all of the gold and the spices, that's Hashem and Atov, the good oil. What does the good oil here mean? Machlokas in the Rishonim. Does this mean the Shemana Mishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made and there's an Isser of making it? Parshas Kisisa, does that what it means? Or it just means the wonderful smelling oil that was made near Yericho. Right? Rashi quotes here. That's Hashemana Tov, Yesh Potrim Shemana Mishcha, the Yesh Omrim, Hu Shemen Afar Simon, Shaya Matsui Be'eret Yisrael. Some say it's Shemana Mishcha, some say it is the Afar Simon that is found in Eretz Yisrael, and what does it say? It's Varaisi B'Sefer Yosef, and he quotes Josephus, that it's found near Yericho, and that is why Yericho is called Yericho from the smell of this oil. There's even, we don't make up this bracha anymore, but even if you look at Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara in Brachas, if somebody smells this oil, which has an unbelievable smell, special bracha. Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reish Tez Zayin, Al Shemen Afar Simon, Mivarech, Borei Shemen Arev. We don't make a bracha on other smelling things unless it's made for smell. But this is Borei Shemen Arev, that's what we would do. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the earlier poskim, he quotes Borei Shemen Arev b'nei nimsa be'eretz Yisrael v'hu chashuv kavu lo bracha b'fnei atzma l'haros al chashivuso it's b'moris chashivus. So that's what he showed, the Shemen Atov, the Eis Kol Beis Kelav, v'es kol asher nimsa b'otrosav, everything that was in the treasure houses, lo haya davar, there was nothing asher lo harem chizkiyo b'beisov v'chol mem shalto, nothing chizkiyo withheld from showing them. What does that mean, nothing lo haya davar? So Rashi here quotes af sefer Torah. Even a Sefer Torah. But if you look in Rashi and Malachim, Rashi there quotes the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, who says he also showed him the Aron and the Luchos. Whoa. He went into the Kodesh Kadashim. He showed him the Aron and the Luchos. How is that possible? You're not let it go in. The Rinas Yislav leaves it, but Sarachian. How? If you say maybe, right, according to the Machlokas and the Rishalmi and Shkalim, there were two Arons, and maybe it was the other Aron. Ashes, it sounds like it went in, showed him everything. Lo hayadabar. Sarach Ian, how he was able to show them. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, back in Sefer Malachim, said, well, maybe he thought it was a tzarech. That's what maybe one has to say. He thought it was a tzarech to show them. Kinira, Sarach Hizkiyahu. The chashav litzarech v'yachal lahotzi mibeis kachay hakadoshim es ha'aron imashem esocho gomoshav atziyin litzarech ha'da sefer torah shakaza Moshe. Rashi talks about in Baba Basra, when you need it for the Parshas HaMelech and Hakel and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But either way, it's still a Chiddush Gadol that this is what occurred. He even showed him the most special items in our religion. So we continue. After that, they leave. Yavo Yisheyo Anavi. Yisheyo comes to Chizkiyo about to talk to him. We can ask, what exactly was Chizkiyo thinking? Like, he was a tzaddik. We were just talking about. He was a tzaddik. He had bitachon. Right, so what happened here to him? How was he chote? So Rabbi Schwab suggests that maybe he thought that, again, he was misguided. It was a terrible chait, ultimately, on his level. But he thought it was a Kiddush Hashem. Look how much Hashem has given us. He was showing all of the riches to show, you know, this nace that you heard about? Yeah, look what ended up. We got all of these spoils from Sancherev and the whole process. So maybe that's what he was doing. But the problem was, if he has a Navi Yishayo there, he should have asked Yishayo what to do. He shouldn't just show everything for the Beis HaMikdash. which would be megareh kina, which would also, you know, bring up jealousy and hatred and anti-Semitism amongst those who don't want us to have it, right? This reminds us of the Klei Yakar in Parshas Dvarim, where the Klei Yakar says on Sov Azar Azeh Penu Lachem Tzafona, go north, says the Klei Yakar, biting words, Rabim Omrim, Ki Pasuk Zed No Kev V'Yored Ad Tahom. Many say that this pasuk goes to the depths. V'yeshbo remez l'shah uladoros, and there is a remez for now and for generations. What does it mean? Penu lachem safona. It means from the word safun, from the word hidden, like we say at the seder. V'inatzpanazu nir ali, says the Klei Yakar. Shem yimso ha'isha yisraeli begalus. If a Jew is found in galus, heichal. Our case is that he's not even in galus, but still, same message. Heichal azeh ezat tzlacha zeir sham, and the Jew has a little bit of a tzlacha. Oz yatminu v'yatzpinu akol b'fnei esav. Don't flaunt it or show it. Ki ein lecha uma shemiskanes b'yisrael kamo esav. Ki ledaitam akol gzula b'yadam. Mehem in Birkas Yaakov Avinu Shalachach Berchosav Shal Esav Bemirma Vechulu Vizeh, and then he continues Rachmana Litzlan, and he talks about Yishmael, and he talks about Esav Vizeh Hefech Mimashi Yisrael Osid Badoros Halalu Ba'arso Zeveyem, and he says here in Prague in the 1500s, this is against what is done. This is not what people do. Kimishi Yishlo Mana Humares Atzmo B'Mabushe Chavur Ubatim Svunim Vechashuvim Kilo Hayilo Kam Alafim. Right, he says, if people have some, they show even more. Umigarima umos ba'atzmam va'ovrima ma'ashenemar penu lachem safona. And they violate this tzivui. Uminag zehu barabas b'nei amenu v'hu ha'mesabev es kol hatla'a asher mitza'asnu. This is causing us so many problems in our generations. We can't keep our things to ourselves. We can't be tzafun. V'amaskilim yavinu likach musar. That's what he says here. That's what he says also at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. Similar. And he says earlier in Perek Aleph in Vatikra Vatalai Kochem, also related to that. But either way, this is the pounding words of the Klei Yakar, and that's what the problem was. Again, the Rav Schwab suggested maybe he thought he was doing a Kiddush Hashem. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but ultimately it was not the proper decision. So what happens? So Yishayo Anavi comes to Chizkiyo Vayomer Elav. Ma Amru Hanashim Ha'ela, who are these people? Who are these people? Me'ayin Yavo Elecha, where they come from? Rashi quotes here, there were three people in Tanakh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gave them an opening to admit something, but they didn't. Kayin, Chizkiyahu, and Bilam. Right here, Chizkiyahu, what? Yeshua was asking, who are these people? He's a Navi, he knows who these people are. Obviously, there's something deeper here. Kayin, right? Epha, where's your brother? Hashem Rachia Nochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. Bilam, Mihan Hashem Ha'ela Imach. Hey Shivi Amar, Balak Ben Tzibar, Melech Vosh, Shalach Eli. They answer as if there was no way to know. So this is one of them, and he failed this test. Oh, Vayomer Chizkiyo, he should have said, you know, but instead he says, Me'eretz Rechoka Bo Elai Mibavel. Which is part of the problem. Why are you showing all of the treasures to not even good friends of yours, but to people, nations that come from far away? Vayomer Maro B'Leisecha, what did they see in your house, says Yeshayahu. Vayomer Chizkiyo, Es Kol Asher B'Beisi Ro, Lo Hayadavar Shalo Her Isin Be'otz Rosai, as he says the words, you get the feeling from the psukim that he is already sensing that what he did was not proper. Vayomer Yishayahu Chizkiyahu, Shema Devar Hashem Tzvakos, listen. Hine yamim ba'im, days are coming. V'ni saw kol asher b'veisecha v'asher atzur avosach adayob azeh, bavel. Everything that you showed, they're going to take away. Lo yivater davar amar Hashem, nothing's going to be left. Some say, was there nothing left? Is this like the day that the Aron was also taken? Because we know the Aron wasn't taken, right? It was according to what we assume, that it was buried. But either way, this is what he says. Days are coming and this is going to happen. The Abarbanel points out, it doesn't say here because of this sin. Right? The question the Abarbanel asks is, because of this sin the Churban happened? Find that hard to believe. After what Menashe HaMelech is going to do, after what Achaz did, is because Chizkiyo had a little gaiva. That's why? So explains that Abarbanel, no, of course not. Of course not. But it's just that the Churban was already nigzar from earlier generations, from centuries of Klal Yisrael doing Avodah Zarah. But Chizkiyo's actions were a protection. And he had a reprieve. He had a protection. And once there was a protection, that is why it didn't happen yet. Once the protection was removed, so that's why the Churban is going to happen. So Abarbanel says, notice, it doesn't say in the Pasuk that because of this sin, it just says, days are coming. Right, that is what how you understand the pasuk. It's similar. It doesn't quote it, but one might say it's similar to the pshat that's given for the Gemara in Nedarim. Gemara Nedarim daf pe aleph, where the Gemara says, "Why did the Beis Hamikdash? Why was it destroyed?" Shelo berchu batorah tchila. Famous Gemara pe aleph amid aleph. So question is, Shelo berchu batorah tchila. That's why the churban happened. What about Sinas Chinam? What about the big three for the first Beis HaMikdash? So the Ron there quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that Torah wasn't chashuv in their eyes. That was the problem. We've spoken in the past about the Beis HaLevi on that Ron. But either way, again, we could ask, because they didn't make Berachas HaTorah, whatever the pshat is, that's the Churban? So the answer is no. Really, the Churban was going to happen for the other reasons. But Torah was a tris, b'fnei ha-peranos. It was a protection. Like Chizkiyahu was a protection. But, Rachman al-Islan, once that was removed, so then there was nothing more to talk about, and the Churban was on its way. Umi Banecha, now continuing, Umi Banecha, from your children. Rashi says, Hanani Mishal Vazarya. Asher Yetzu Mimcha, that will come out from you. Asher Tolid Yikacho, they're going to take your kids. Vayu Sarisim, Bechal Malach Babel, they'll serve there, or they'll be Nistares. They will be working for Babel. Chizkiyahu does not daven for Rachmanus. Because Rav Schwab points out, he knows that it's already Nigzar. He sees the future. He saw what Menashe was going to be already, but Lasilavo. So Vayarma Yishchizyahu Yishayahu, Tov Dvar Hashem Eshe Dibarta, he agrees. And he has matzdik the din. Vayomer ki yeh shalom the emes biyamai. At least there'll be shalom and emes in my day. What does that mean? He's thinking to himself that, explained the Mefarshim, and one of the Abarbanel pointed out that he davened for an extra more years of life. If you have more years of his life to watch the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's not what he davened for. So he says, at least I have this in my life. He said, the Abarbanel is an amazing line here. He says, ki hamaves hu nivchar min hachayim hanichlamim becherpa. Death might be chosen more than a life filled with busha and cherpa and disgrace. Right, and that's what the Chizkiyahu means by this last statement. He says, at least be amai, and as we know, Chizkiyahu died, as is recorded elsewhere, before the downfall occurs. Again, just to review a little bit from Chizkiyahu's life, remember we had earlier in Perek Tes, Pasik Hey, we had the Nevuah that was going to happen. Yechielad Yulad Lanu, Ben Nitan Lanu. There's going to be a Chizkiyahu. It's going to be amazing and wonderful. And he was amazing and wonderful, but it didn't reach the levels of maybe what it could have been if Klal Yisrael were Zocha with them and Chizkiyahu on that level to sing, as we've spoken about, the various Chazals. They didn't sing Shira. But again, when he died, the Gemara says at the end of the first parak of Baba Kama, the Kfodo Asula Bamoso. They gave him a great covet. What does that mean? Malami Choshivu Yeshiva Kivro. They had a yeshiva there. Right? What does it mean? Because he brought so much Torah to Klal Yisrael, so they had a yeshiva. Rather, Tosfos there says that Lafisha here but Torah be Yisrael. He had so much Torah, right? They checked from Don Vad Beersheva, and everybody do all the halachas of Baki Batuma. Tosa discusses their mamish next to his kever or not, but either way, this is Chizkiyahu. Just to end with, again, a reflection of the greatness of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, even though he wasn't perfect and it didn't work out, the Gemara in Brachas that many are familiar with, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he, at the end of his life, he sees two pathways. He doesn't know which one they're going to take him down. And he gives final instructions to his Talmidim. And he says, Mar Shemaim Aleichem Kamar Basar Adam, you should have as much Yirat Shemaim as you are fearful of man. And then they say, really? And he says, yes, Halavai. And then, B'shas Pati Raso, Amar Lahem, he says, as he's dying, Pnu Kelem Ebrei Atuma. He says, get the Kelem out, because I don't want it to become Tameh. V'achinu Kisei, V'chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Sheba. And get a chair ready. He sees Chizkiyo HaMelech, right, coming to greet Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, something about Chizkiyo was very special, and this takes us through the end of the story of Chizkiyahu. Next time we start with Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Perek Mem is the next part of Sefer Yeshayahu.